can't believe we made it. We've made it to the second ever episode of this podcast. So you sound as shocked as I do, to be fair, because I didn't think we'd get here. Last week, we had Simon Harkness in here, taking his clothes off. I will not ask you to do that because I think that's unfair.
Thank you.
I'm a very kind
presenter. You are kind.
I'm a very kind soul. Today, joining me on the Movie Dweeb podcast is someone, Olivia Colman, has called her excellent. Austin Butler has called her fantastic. I call her public enemy number one because everyone seems to love her more than me. So that's fine. That is fine. How are you doing, Liv Marks?
I'm good. How are you? All the better for being with you. My favourite human in the world.
This is how you do it. This is why people absolutely love you, because you're just a little charmer.
Do I just ooze charm?
Weirdly, before the mics went up, you were slagging me off rotten.
I was like pouring water all over the microphone, so.
Yeah, well, we can't hear this back. For all we know, it might be... So we might just be doing this for an hour for no reason whatsoever.
I'm really just a mess.
I've never seen a woman panic more. Well, the producer left the room. I'm going to have to pay for everything in here. I'm going to have to pay. But so far, so good. There's no sparks flying, no electrical fires.
I think we're good.
No, because the only thing that's going to be on fire is this conversation.
Wee.
I actually hated it. I hated everything I said there. How are you doing though? You good?
Yeah, good.
It's very warm in here, isn't it?
It's very warm, but you've just made my day because you were singing Anastasia.
If there is a bit of dead air, I feel like we're just going to have to go...
Let me out this misery.
We really harmonised because you went for the high notes. I went for like the baritone.
We sound really good together. We actually do.
Do you reckon we just scrap the interview?
This is our karaoke song, by the way.
Oh my God, we finally have a song.
I know.
That's cute.
This is our song.
Oh my God, don't. I will cry. Because last week I tried getting a song with Simon, nothing.
Well, now every time I hear that song, I'm just going to think of you. And how beautiful is that?
How often do you hear Anastasia out of love, in all honesty?
All the time. Thank you very much. All the places I hang out, they play Anastasia.
Me and you hang out at very different places, I can tell. So I'm going to have a glass of water, but I'm going to be wary of the electrical goods there. So you're just going to have to sing while I drink this now.
Da, da, da. Mm. Let me out this misery. Should we try doing an Anastasia impression?
Okay.
I'm out of love, set me.
that was so let Kermit the Frog coded.
It's a bit like Shakira, isn't it?
Well, maybe you should know how it really feels.
To be left outside alone. Why does she sound like Shakira?
No, she doesn't. You sound like they've all been put into a pot of caramel.
I can actually do a really good Shakira impression.
I love that we were going to come on and talk about movies, but we're like, no, let's hear it. You're Shakira.
I can't do it. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm older now, you know, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel little. Did I just become Shakira?
When I put the video out, people will see it's you, but just for people listening, I'm like, fucking hell. Shakira, what's your favourite letter of the alphabet? Oh, nice. Oh, that is
That's
a good one.
That's my Shakira impression.
She sounds like she's falling down a well.
Oh, my God.
Like, Shakira, what's your favourite movie?
Sound
like the beginning of Up, maybe. In a world of AI, who needs AI to warp voices when you're here?
Not me.
Can you do other impressions on command?
Only Shakira, to be honest.
I wouldn't mind. It's also that you're so chilled before you say it, and then you dive into, like, anyway, so Liv, you proper go in for it. You don't blink when you do the impression.
No.
Your jaw like dislocates from it's weird.
Wild.
It's genuinely scary. If you ever interviewed her,
yes,
would you bring that up?
Probably not. Probably not, because then I'd be banned. I'd be banned for life.
Yeah,
but I would walk out doing it.
Would you do it like as you left the room? She's like, oh yeah, cheers, thanks. And then you just hear, she can hear.
Probably. And then she might call me back and be like, that was amazing. Come back in. I want to hear your impression of me. Like, that was insane.
You even did gun fingers for Shakira there. I don't think you do know her that well. With her gun fingers. Have you ever seen Shakira before?
Only in the mirror.
Right, thanks for coming, Liv. This has been an honour and a delight. I feel like we should talk about movies on the Movie Dweeb podcast.
Yes.
You are Big name on campus when it comes to films.
Why, thank you.
So he's going to say the same back, but we move swiftly on. I want to talk about the influx of sequels that we are getting at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice 2's just been announced, which I'm not going to lie.
Are you buzzing?
I'm so buzzing for that.
I'm excited as well.
Michael Keaton, back as Beetlejuice, I think is sick. We actually did some Vox Pops the other day with the guys at Pulp Kitchen.
We did.
And they asked me what film I'm most excited for this year. And I said Inside Out 2.
Okay.
The first one is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, am I setting myself up for the fall here?
I think it will be good.
I mean, it's Inside Out plus Ayo Edebiri.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. She plays, I want to say Envy.
Ooh.
She's one of the main emotions.
I love her. She's so funny.
Have you got an AO impression in you? I feel like she's going to be...
Sadly not. But next time, I'll make sure I come with one.
Oh, I'm glad that you've already said next time. Like, you know that you're going to get booked again for this.
Oh, 100%, I know. I'm confident. With that, after that Shakira impression,
the gold.
I'm giving you everything.
Sorry, that was everything. That was 100%. Imagine you were at a flat 50. Wow, thanks for coming, Liv. Are there any, sequels coming up that you're, more excited about than the original?
I am buzzing.
Ooh.
There actually aren't the words to describe how excited I am about Joker 2.
I am shocked to my core.
Are you shocked? Because
yep.
of my queen, the love of my life, the most amazing woman in the world.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Lady Gaga.
I bet if she wasn't in it.
The thing is, I will say, I actually love the first one.
Yes.
I actually love Joker. And I know that there is a bit of controversy around it. And I feel like you either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
I genuinely loved it.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourites. I'd go as
Films
far to say.
Of all time.
Not necessarily of all time, but one of my favourites that I've seen in recent years. I genuinely absolutely loved it. And I think she will be, and I'm not just saying this because I am a diehard fan, but she will be the most incredible addition to that film. And also the fact that it's been called a musical. Like, there are loads of classic jazzy songs in there. That's right up my street as well.
In all honesty, any film, you could have said that, she's going to be playing a Tyrannosaurus in Jurassic Park. No one better than Lady Gaga to be doing that. She could be doing anything.
There aren't any words. Put it that way. There are no words. And I am available to interview for
film. I also am here. Please. Are you scared that when you do get to... Cause you've not interviewed her before, have you?
Well, on the red carpet, I did.
Right.
So I know that words can come out of my mouth.
Proud
in the presence of her, which I was genuinely worried about. Honestly, because for me, there is no one... She's everything to me.
I'll take a close second.
But I was able to keep it together. So I know I have that in me.
But then an 8-minute sit down, just you and her, and then four sweaty men behind cameras in a room.
In all seriousness, though, I'm going to say this. If I did get to interview her, I would want to do such a good job of it and also do the fans justice.
Yeah.
So if I did interview her, I would be super professional and super, not serious, obviously. I'd want to have a fun, nice chat with her. But I know I'd have to do myself justice with it. I'd want to do a really good job.
I like that. That implies that in the rest of your interviews, not professional at all. I go in, whatever, who gives a crap?
Shakira.
Vince Vaughn sat there going, who the piss is this? Hey, Vince Vaughn! And now, are there any sequels that you're it's going to happen? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to speed through some confirmed sequels.
Okay.
And I just want you, bish, bash, bosh, to tell me yes or no and a quick reason why.
I'm actually not a fan of sequels, so let's
This is going to be a bloody great game then.
No.
An episode 3 of this? No. John Tucker Must Die.
No.
Oh, why?
Because,
how many times can he die?
Exactly.
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Go on.
I'd say yes to that one.
Oh, good and pleased.
How do you feel about that one?
Happy Gilmore's one of my favourite films of all time. So I'm so pleased that that's coming back. Pirates of the Caribbean.
I actually think yes to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a really loved franchise. And I think that there's loads you can do in that world. So I think that's valid.
Avatar 3, 4, and 5.
No.
Wow, I barely even finished my sentence.
I just think, like, yes, the last one, The Way of Water, really, really beautiful. It's a great film. Yeah. It's good. It's not one of... I don't love it. And I can appreciate why people do. But for me personally, I don't need more of that.
So you know how this one, like, focuses on, like, the Avatar, the Na'vi that all lived in the water world. I think the next one's, like, the Na'vi that all live in a fire world. And I'm just like, oh, is it the same but
maybe
they'll
do snow as well. Like, maybe...
Should we beat them to it?
Yeah,
should we make
this
happen?
Let's do it.
Moana 2.
I kind of want to say yes.
Yeah,
I because agree. I really like Moana.
It's the best bangers. Yeah. You're welcome. How far I'll go.
I just want more bangers, basically.
Yeah. This is going to be right up your street. Avengers 5 and 6.
No. No. You know me.
I do.
It's just not on my street, is it?
But then again, I never thought I'd see the day that your eyes got watery at a Batman film than when Lady Gaga was cast in Joker.
Exactly.
So you never know. If she was one day the Incredible Hulk...
Sign me up. I'll be there.
And now, the most contentious, Shrek 5.
I'm tempted to say yes, because they want to bring back the OGs.
Yeah.
And Shrek is... perfect. And to be honest, all the sequels have been amazing.
Really?
Yes. They're so good, all of them.
Did you hear the shock in my voice? Because I'm like, I take everything you say really, like, profoundly. I'm like, Liv knows movies until today. And I'm like, I think I might be the smart one in the room.
Do you not think they're all good?
What's the best Shrek film?
I don't know, because I do get really confused.
Well, he's the big green guy.
My favourite is... what's her name?
Jennifer Saunders.
Yeah, when she sings I Need a Hero.
Shrek 2, that scene.
That's the best one. That's
cinematic,
the best Shrek.
Master. Yes, yeah. Shrek 2. Okay, good. Okay. We're on the same wavelength.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I thought we was going to have to fight.
Which ones do you think are shit?
After 2, they all go downhill. And then they came back with Puss in Boots, and then the Puss... God, I'm such a loser. How have I ever...
Puss in Boots. I saw the last one.
I cried all the way through that. Oh, my
I didn't cry.
There's a bit like his anxieties. Like,
he's really cute.
Oh, I am going to die for you. That's my Shakira impression, by the way.
That's really good, Antonio really Banderas. Good. Really good.
Thanks. And then I'm going to let you just one last time.
Go on.
Do we need a Joker 2?
Yes, we need a Joker 2. We need a Joker 2 more than life itself. I said this about House of Gucci, but I don't care because I genuinely mean this. I was wrong then, but I'm right now. I think that Gaga will win Best Actress for Joker 2.
Sorry, we've literally seen nothing of it.
I think it will happen.
How Jared Leto spoke in that is how you do your Shakira.
Well, maybe that's why I liked it.
Yeah. One of us. One of us. Have you got a film that hasn't got a sequel that you think should have one? Sell it to me.
Just because I'm absolutely obsessed with it, I would have loved... a First Wives Club sequel. So that's the film with Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, and Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Only because I'm absolutely obsessed with that film. So I just want to watch more of them.
Same cast?
Yes. I just want to watch more of that trio.
When was that first release?
I'd watch it now. I don't care how old they are. I would watch it now.
Do I have to pretend to be them all? Hello? Oh, God. We should stop doing impressions. I've really learned... That's not what we should be doing. I also want to talk, because for me and you, you've just got married. For me, I'm in the depths of wedding planning.
Yeah.
To you realizing you just got married?
No, it's my excitement for you.
Genuinely, I'm so excited.
Are you nervous?
Should I be? Do you think she's not going to show?
No, she'll be there. She'll be there. Don't worry.
Right, try and
don't
convince
worry.
Yourself, at least.
But I was just nervous walking down the aisle.
What? Why? You've walked loads before. You know what you're doing.
But it's like all the eyes and all of the attention on you.
Yeah, that's
true. It's really intimidating. And it's like such a big moment in your life. Like the pressure.
And what song did you absolutely lose your mind to when it came on the dance floor? Who was it by? Who could it have possibly... Oh, it was Lady Gaga, wasn't it?
I love that there was a whole Gaga, Kylie and Madonna set.
Yeah.
And it was iconic, wasn't it?
It
was iconic.
I love you just going, no, it was fucking iconic.
It was iconic. That was a must for my wedding, by the way. Like, that whole, like, medley, that whole montage. was a must. It was the most important thing about the wedding, to be perfectly honest.
You looked happier hearing a band play Madonna than when your husband said I do.
I wasn't even with him at that point. I was looking for my best friend because he was in the toilet. I was literally like to everyone, where's Elliot? Where's Elliot? And then he finally came out. I was like, Madonna's playing. And then we were on stage doing Vogue, weren't we?
Yeah, and I could just see your husband, Alex, just sort of like clicking his fingers like, yeah, Vogue, Vogue. Yeah, you're having a good time. Yeah, me too. Yeah, wicked.
He's like, what have I done?
But at least it wasn't just that day where he took, you know, backseat, because your hen do... What I love about Hindus is, like, usually it's like, oh, let's all wear masks of the groom. Let's all pin the willy on the groom.
No.
He was barely present.
We had pinned the vag on Madge at my
Please
Hindu.
Have been Margaret Thatcher, I beg.
Madonna. that was the best game.
And did you get it? Did you know where her fanny was?
I got quite close.
I can't wait for this to be out. I got close to Madonna's vagina. I was really, proud of myself.
Oh my God. But what I will say is, my hen weekend, it was the best weekend of my life. It might have been better than the wedding.
We'll cut that for your... So when if you get a divorce later down the line, you can't just play this to the lawyers.
It was insane.
But it, like, he had no relevance to the thing at all.
No.
What was the theme?
The theme was basically everyone that I love, apart from my husband. so every middle-aged actress you can think of.
Yep.
And karaoke and alpacas.
Did someone just roll a dice or like throw darts at a board? Like llamas and, I don't know, Sandra Bullock's also there. I don't know.
It was incredible.
Talk to me about the alpacas.
So I love alpacas. Do you like them? Wait, hold on. I put a TikTok up of my whole hen weekend, and then the alpacas obviously featured.
Yeah.
And someone said that I actually look a bit like an alpaca.
Well, thank you for coming, Liv. This has been a delight. I don't want to get myself into this worm.
You really look like an alpaca.
You don't like day to day, but what do you Shakira one more time? I wanted to feed you some grass. I really wanted to feed you some grass and just pet your head. I was scared you was going to spit at me. Yeah, that's hurtful.
Yeah, so someone said I look like an alpaca, but I'm quite honoured. Oh, and they were amazing. They were all named after, like, iconic movie characters. I'm trying to think of the one I had. Oh, I can't even remember because I was intoxicated all weekend.
Madonna's fanny in one hand. Yeah.
But we had middle-aged actresses, alpacas and karaoke. And we stayed in the whole time in this lovely bungalow in the Cotswolds. And it was the best weekend of my life. We didn't leave the bungalow aside from seeing the alpacas. And it couldn't have been more perfect.
This story it makes me think there's a gas leak in here. The way you're saying it, there was a llama named after Robert Downey Jr.
I think there might have been.
Where my stag do is.
it was incredible. Tell me about your stag.
I know nothing about it.
Are you scared? Because you actually should be.
Yeah, I'm genuinely terrified because I've planned two stag do's now. And it's always funny because it's like, ha ha ha, let's push him down a well or something. Ha ha. Now it's back on me. I'm genuinely scared. I don't know where we're going. Oh, I know the dates.
You don't stand a chance. I'm actually worried for you.
I'm genuinely scared.
I'm scared.
I just want to play one game of pin the vag on Madge.
It was my genius sister's idea.
Did she have to cut out...
She cut out vaches and then we stuck them on Madge. By the way, I think Madonna would love this.
She definitely is watching this right now, I'm sure.
She would love this game.
We haven't lost her.
She should bring it out.
What, as like a licensed game?
Yeah.
I've got the box.
You've got the vaches.
Describe what's on the cover. Start off.
She can do loads of like amazing pictures of her, and then you've got like a choice of any like Madonna picture.
Oh, because this is like a regular game. You're like, oh, it's a Monday. I'm going to play Pin the Madge. Vag Madge.
She can make serious money off this.
She probably can, but only because you'll buy 50,000 copies a year. No one else will, because you warm through all of your different magnetic boards. You love the game so much. The fact that you said there's going to be different scenarios of which you can put a vagina on Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had the... I'm not... Oh, my phone's there. Do you want to see... I wish I had the picture.
Show me Madonna's vagina.
Oh no, I've got no signal in here. I'll have to show you another time.
Oh, good. What a lovely tease. You'll show me the vagina another day.
This is why I know I'll be on the podcast again.
Yeah, but what I want it to be is that if I'm talking to someone else and you're just in for the last 3 minutes, be like, and here's the vagina, and someone there just go, what? What? Huh? Oh, she's just been sat there for 45 minutes waiting to go, yeah, my time nearly now. Vagina. That's all I want.
Oh, I love Madonna.
Well, I want to put your love of middle-aged women to the test now.
I cannot wait for this.
I'm genuinely excited. So I, on Amazon, bought a little whiteboard. I know, no
you
expense.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say a few of your idols.
Yeah.
Maybe six or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to rank them without knowing who's coming in next.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
One, two, three.
People are going to hate me.
Five, six. It's written on the board. Numbers. I've written numbers on a board.
It's getting serious.
Oh, God, this is like the most budget version of Countdown there's ever been. So I've got six of your favourites here.
Yep.
So we'll start off. I think we can go easy on this.
Okay.
Let's go. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Where's she going between one and six?
I love her so much.
So much for the number one spot, maybe.
I might put her sort of in the middle, but I love a lot of people.
Veins were popping in your head
her.
For her.
Okay, let's put her as four. I might regret. I might regret that decision.
If you ever put me at number four.
Only because I know that these are my favourite people and I have a lot of favourites.
Sandra Bullock's in at number four. We've locked her in.
I'm really nervous.
Let's put Salma Hayek in there.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's either a... I think it's a two. I know.
What is it about Salma that makes you Hayek?
She's so hot. She's so hot and yeah. She's so funny. Oh, I don't. It's either two or three.
I honestly, a lot of people say that about me as well.
I can actually see a lot of Salma in you.
It's just because I've got massive tits. That's all it is. I'm very out of shape.
Oh, two or three. I don't know what to do.
Don't let you.
I'm really
your
panicking.
This is like
life or death.
Yeah, this is genuinely your career.
Fuck it. Let's do two.
Oh my God.
Oh no, no. I'm regretting that. No, three.
You sure?
Three. Yeah. Let's do three.
Let's put. Anne Hathaway.
I love her. I do really love her. And also, Princess Diaries is one of my favourite films of all time.
Yep.
She's really, really sweet. I think five.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway, as I like to call her.
Well, not that much of a slay at number five, is it? Not that much of a slay. Yeah, you slay, girl. You got second from last. Anne Hathaway. Cate Blanchett.
One.
Yeah. Oh, you were locking her in.
I am in love with that woman. I am actually in love with her.
Okay.
It's quite a, yeah. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is insane.
You've been gripping onto the chair of that.
Cate Blanchett. But I've never interviewed her. And she is the number one person on my bucket list that I want to interview.
And I'm pretty sure after that confession, she'll be going, agent, get Liv to interview me. I'd love that. That'd be brilliant if she could heavily breathe into my face. Oh, please.
But also, she's so funny.
Your eyes are watering.
I'm getting emotional.
Do you want like a drink or something?
I just love her, yeah.
Well, now we've only got the number two spot and the number six spot.
This is going to be brutal.
Number two and number six.
Yep.
Halle Berry.
She is really cool.
She's great.
And
she's Catwoman. Yeah.
Oh, let's do number two.
Number two.
She's really sexy.
She is.
Yeah.
You know, after the theme of today, leaves us with one last person. Lady Gaga.
I hate myself.
In at number six, baby.
I hate you. And I'm never talking to you ever again.
You have a loyal fan base of Lady Gaga fans following your
every
step.
Well, not anymore.
Come to me. I'd have put her at number one. Do you want this?
Keep this? No.
Do you remember this by?
If I could rip it up, I would.
Please don't. It cost me £2 on Amazon. No, it means a lot to me. This is most expensive.
I'm never coming on the podcast again.
Not even
you have done
Madonna's
me dirty.
Fanny. No.
Okay, maybe pin the badge.
You've praised Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. You've slagged her off and put her in at number 6. I actually spoke to Yardley Smith, who plays Lisa Simpson.
Yes.
And she spoke about how much she loves Lady Gaga.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
It made me so happy.
I really loved meeting Lady Gaga.
That's such a cool one.
Kidding me?
That's so
she
cool.
She stood next to me in the record. Like, she came to record with all of us, which is unusual because usually, if you're on The Simpsons and there's an electrical plug in a quiet room, we can pick you up from anywhere. So, but she came. She was beautiful. She was dressed down in a jumpsuit, I remember, that was like cut down to here, but so elegant, so willing, so collaborative, just like a beautiful, remarkable human being.
Yeah.
And then she did the dialogue with us, and then at some point afterwards, she went and recorded her part of the song, which Lisa Simpson sings with her. So she had recorded it first, and then they're like, okay, Yardley, come in and do some ADR, which is when I go and loop to picture and, you know, do some other shit. And I'm like, okay, and then here's Lady, I'm like, you want me to sing with Lady Gaga, who sounds like Lady Gaga? Like, this is so mean. I was like, God, why do you do it? Why do you do it? And they're like, we love it. It's so great. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing because she sounds like an angel and I sound like Lisa Simpson. I can't keep up with Lady Gaga.
You won't believe how
brutal.
I've seen so many interviews with her. And I can't believe I had to keep up with Yardley. Her voice, oh, angelic. I'll send you the links to them that definitely exist.
Keep drinking that.
Yeah.
No, she was just everything that you hoped she might be.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the most us clip ever because it had Lady Gaga and The Simpsons.
It was literally our worlds colliding.
I was so happy.
It was beautiful.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of that interview now. So we just get to sit back and you can cry to yourself while... you remind yourself that Lady Gaga probably hates you now. Ugh.
I would do exactly that.
There she is.
Hooray.
The Simpsons, hands down, my favourite. I mean, I'm repping the Lisa merch today.
Love it.
This is my pride and joy, this baby.
Did you see, I have the Lisa Simpson for President Vans high tops.
Oh my God.
They did a capsule collection, I want to say about a year and a half ago. They never send us this stuff, by the way. So that's why I'm like, where did you get that hat? What the hell?
Well, now I feel guilty. I feel like I'm going to have to awkwardly send you this now. Like, here you go.
No, you're just going to have to wear it to the wedding and then give it to me as a gift at the wedding.
As I'm chowing down on your weird fishy cake. Oh, brilliant. Who's the winner here?
You know.
Obviously, The Simpsons first aired on the Tracey Ullman show in, like, I want to say 87.
Yes, 87.
Which means you've been voicing Lisa for over 3 decades.
Yes, about 100 years.
She doesn't look bad for 34. Fair play to Lisa Simpson.
Right?
Between you and me, have you ever like woken up one day and just gone, I need to throw a sickie. I can't be voicing Lisa today. I've been doing this too long.
No, but I do, you know, once in a while, I'm sick enough where, so if this is me, this is Lisa Simpson. Hi, Daniel. It's so nice to have a chat with you. This is Lisa Simpson wishing that you could come over for a squishy.
Genuinely, I'm this close to crying. I'll just be passed out in the rest of the interview now, like that.
You can't do an interview with Lisa Simpson and not have Lisa Simpson show up for the interview.
Genuinely, I was like, do I be professional and not ask her to do it? Oh, God, I'm so glad you did.
Of course. But yes, obviously I've on occasion been so sick where when I recorded it even, they're like, we can't use that. You're going to have to come back and do that over. Luckily, it takes 8 or 9 months to animate one episode. So there are at least, I would say, 4 stages where they can do a pretty extensive rewrite. If a joke's not working or the show is too long, they had to cut something out. Now they need one line to cover like the last 5 minutes, whatever it is. where they can do those rewrites and it's not prohibitively expensive for the animation. So even though we record, so we'll do a table read, pre-pandemic, now we're doing the table reads on Zoom. P.S. Zoom is a comedy killer. It is so fucking hard. It is so brutal because there's a tiny bit of delay. And of course, comedy is all timing. And so even that, it's been really hard just to really get a true sense of whether or not the script is landing. In any case, we have the best writers in the world and they've been extraordinary animators as well. And so, but pre-pandemic, we used to do a table read all together, like in a huge conference room. And there would actually be people around the edges of the conference, sort of like an audience. What was the question?
Did you ever get bored and want to throw a sickie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was telling you what the process is. God, I'm sorry. It's just a massive brain fart there, but it's terrible. So we do this read through, and it's the first time that the writers hear the script all the way through with the actors doing it. It's really sort of the only time that they hear it from start to finish without any breaks. Then 10 days later, we come back. They've done a rewrite. Several rewrites, and we record that episode again all together like an old radio play. We do each scene 4 times. If it's still not right, then they'll do pickups. And then they assemble that and give it to the animators to start drawing. So the first recording is really sort of a top level start, but it's not at all necessarily the finish. This, depending on who has eyes on it, sort of how long it takes, blah, so many things, it can go through multiple transformations. So it's kind of, even though we all give 100% at that first recording, because you want everybody to get off in the best possible way, right? You want a strong start. You'll be coming back to do ADR for that without a doubt, no matter how brilliant you were. And one of my favorite directions is they'll do it 4 times. They'll go, that's perfect. Okay, do it again.
Make it more perfect.
Yes, exactly. So not as perfect as perfect, a little bit kind of perfect, 89% perfect. So you just sort of go, okay, that's the way it is. So.
I mean, this show has been my favorite for as long as I can remember. So when I ask you this next question, it's not being inquisitive or just curious. This is like life or death for me now.
Okay.
Like, you know, when the Mayans predicted like the world would end in 2012, that's what this is for me.
Okay. Luckily they were wrong, but go on.
They were? Oh, I said some horrible things in 2011 to people.
And yet you're still here.
Oh yeah, you're right. How did I miss that? Has there ever been a discussion about the last ever episode of The Simpsons?
No, actually, not seriously. So
thank you.
Yes. Phew. You're welcome. I mean, we just started recording season 34, and which is a crazy sentence in and of itself, because most shows last, you're lucky if it lasts 5 years, which means you hit the 100 episode mark, which means you'll get residuals. You're lucky. But nowadays, even 3 seasons is like the whole streaming just upended the entire industry. In any case, so we started recording season 34. It's the last of our 2-season pickup. So we had a pickup for 33 and 34. But I feel like we would be given a pretty big heads up for the last season, because at the very least, Disney, who bought Fox, right? All but Fox News and Fox Sports. Part of the reason they bought it was for The Simpsons. You're not going to own it for, it's maybe coming up on 4 or 5 years now, and then go, okay, well, that was good. Right on. I don't think that's going to happen. Also, if it were the last season, I think they would want to capitalize on that and make, you know, bazillions on advertising. So I feel as though I'd never say the job is safe, but I feel like considering how much content streaming services need, they can never have enough. If somebody is literally going to binge your whole series in a weekend, you're fucked. Like, what are you going to, like, how do you keep that voracious appetite fed? It's a huge thing. So, yeah. And also, you know, three years ago or so, we won a Pulitzer, Peabody. It's a P. A Peabody, a second Peabody. You know, we still get nominated for Emmys. We're still in the news. It's still extraordinarily relevant. And I think the shows are great. We read a script last Thursday. What's today? Friday? A script. What is Friday? We read a script yesterday. Hi. That is fantastic. It's a great, great. It was so funny. And for a script to be that lively and vivid over Zoom means it's fucking incredible. Yeah, it's really, really great. So super excited. It really has been a joy in every way. I really mean that.
That's a relief to hear, because I'm still sat here with bated breath for a sequel to The Simpsons Movie. I need this in my life.
Hasn't everybody?
I don't want it. I need it. Is there rumors of one possibly happening? And even if not, lie, and I can have some sweet clickbait. I don't mind.
Sure. I do think that there will be another movie. So there's your clickbait.
Thank you.
I have no idea when. I will say one of the issues is it's such a labor-intensive show behind the scenes, certainly not for the actors, but for the writers and the animators, that to siphon off any group of actors to basically engage in another full-time job to write and animate a full-length film is untenable at the moment. But that's just today. I do really believe that there will be a number two. And my pitch is it should be a Christmas movie so that it has annual relevance for the rest of time.
Oh, yeah. Thing. I mean, who, like the Grinch.
Right? Like Elf and the Grinch and all of your favorite Christmas movies. You're like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch it again. It fills you with this great, you know, even if you're not, like, I didn't grow up with religion in my life, but I love Christmas. And so I love the music. I love the food. I love the lights. I love everything about it.
You're so right. Even if you don't want to watch it, you're like, oh, the Grinch is on, but I'm contractually obliged to watch it because it's December the 12th. I have to.
Yes. And then you're glad you did, right?
Yeah. And then it works out great.
Yeah.
One last thing, because again, something I need, the world needs. I mean, are you a gamer yourself? Do you play video games?
No.
But you must have played, and again, I'm not just saying this because you're here, the best video game of all time, The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, Hit and Run. No, but I did do a lot of dialogue blurbs, like pickups, exclamations for that game, which was really, really fun. And I weren't there a couple of versions of that game of Hit and Run? Did they? Yeah. Because I feel like I did at least a couple of times. And I remember being so happy that it was really successful. You know, I'm 57, Daniel. Fucking, like, video games. You remember the little game? It was a handheld thing. And it was a car that was on a little speedway. But all you had were, like, a little button that sort of slid back and forth to avoid the...
So it goes left and right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what Hit and Run was.
Oh, I probably would have loved it. Can you still get it?
Well, that's what... How much would I have to pay you to ask Matt and the rest of the team to make a remastered or a sequel to this? I will pay you. Not a lot. I'm very broke.
Yeah, sure.
I spent it all on Lisa Simpson merch.
I will ask for free because you're fabulous. You've gone from awesome Daniel to fabulous Daniel.
Oh, my God.
Fabulous monster Daniel. It would be my pleasure. I will ask about that.
Pinky promise?
Yes. Oh.
I don't know how we do this. Have that.
Yeah. Got it.
That was the most surreal thing I've ever done in my whole life.
And I will even send you a response.
Oh my God.
So you can do a little mini update on Movie Dweeb.
I feel like I've just signed a peace treaty or something. Like, I feel like I'm going to win a Nobel Peace Prize for this, for getting Hit and Run 2 out on shelves. Thank you.
That would actually be awesome. I think, you know, I loved it. We also did a thing. I wasn't part of it because it was just Homer's voice. And Dan Castellaneta is so brilliant. So, so brilliant. He does so many voices. And I get to stand between Dan and Nancy. So for anybody who doesn't know, Nancy does Bart. And so I stand between the two of them to watch Dan have a scene with only his characters where he goes from voice to voice to voice, never gets old. I could watch it all day long. So anyhow, I was saying, so you remember Garmin had a GPS, you could, like, it was external, right? You could just keep it on your dashboard or something. And it was Homer Simpson's voice telling you that you'd taken a wrong turn, or you were going to be late, or you were on the right track, whatever. I thought, oh, it's so brilliant. It's so, so good. Like, they've come up with some really great stuff.
The problem with that is if I had a 10-minute journey, I'd go deliberately wrong. It would take me an hour and a half because I'd just enjoy listening to Homer. Right? I'd be late to everything.
I know. I think it's so great. And maybe it contributed to a lot of air pollution because people were just getting in their cars so they could listen to Homer, even when they didn't have anywhere to go.
Just sat on their drive.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you so much for this. This has been, don't tell anyone else on my channel, but my favorite interview.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Thank you. This made my day.
I miss you already.
Same.
Again, I'm going to cry. I'm a fragile state now. So that's it. I think that's it. The second episode done. After last week, I took all my kit off. We've managed to keep most of it on. I'm proud of us.
I'm proud.
You've given me the best impression I've ever heard. So
thank you.
I won't say goodbye. I'm going to let Shakira say goodbye.
La na 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 na. La 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 la. Can you
do? Is that how she says
goodbye?
Is that how she edits a call? Right, see you later, Shakira. See you later. Bye. God, let's get out of it quick.